630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton roasted themselves and each other at the traditional Al Smith dinner in New York last night, a benefit held every 4 years for a Catholic charity. But many attendees felt the nominees may have missed the point of the event.
This was supposed to be an evening for delivering some self-deprecating jokes, poking fun at themselves, a little gentle ribbing, perhaps aimed at the other candidate. But these were biting attacks that were delivered by Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. It was a misreading of the event, and a lot of the material fell flat because they simply despise each other so much.
Correspondent Jim Acosta. One American soldier has now died in the campaign in Iraq to reclaim the city of Mosul from ISIS. The fifth day of the battle still has Iraqi troops working their way toward the city.
This is a violent assault. It's not moving as quickly as they hoped. The Peshmerga yesterday said they had many casualties, did in fact ask for increased support as well, and ISIS fighting back in the vital oil city of Kirkuk today. 30 militants inside a building there attacking security forces.
Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh. A state panel has approved an application to replace the Prince George's Hospital Center and create the Prince George's Regional Medical Center in Largo.
In a unanimous vote, the Maryland Healthcare Commission approved the Certificate of Need by Dimensions Health Corporation to relocate and replace the hospital center. The Regional Medical Center will have 205 beds and provide all the services available at the current hospital. It will be owned and operated by the University of Maryland Medical System. The medical center is expected to open in 2020. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There have been at least 5 serious accidents just in the past couple of weeks in Montgomery County involving cars hitting pedestrians or bicyclists, and police worry the problem is getting worse. Police Captain Tom Didone.
If this trend continues, we are set to have one of the worst years that we've had in a very long time.
Didone says many accidents are the result of people simply forgetting the basic rules of the road. Capital Bike Share comes to Fairfax County today with the official opening of 2 stations in Reston and in Tysons. Adam Lind is Fairfax County's bicycle program coordinator.
Reston and Tysons are both 2 of the biggest economic hubs for the county. So giving people more options and more ways to get around, whether it's during the commute, whether it's during a lunch break, or for residents that live in both areas, just another recreation option.
The county's been preparing for the bike share program by creating more bike lanes. 5 Loudoun County teenage boys have now been charged with vandalizing an historic school building in Ashburn earlier this month. Vandals spray-painted vulgar and racist graffiti on the side of the one-room 19th-century schoolhouse. Those charged include 4 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old. Baltimore's top prosecutor wants to take away a defendant's right to a bench trial unless both the judge and prosecutor agree to it. Marilyn Mosby's proposal comes in the wake of the acquittals of 3 police officers charged in the Freddie Gray case. All 3 opted for a bench trial instead of a jury trial. There were lots of contentious moments during the presidential debate the other night, and one of them apparently sparked some music nostalgia.
Give me a beat!
Spotify reported that streams of Janet Jackson's 1986 hit Nasty increased by 250% following Trump's debate comment.
Such a nasty woman.
Nasty.
The 50-year-old Janet Jackson recently announced her pregnancy and has been named as a 2017 nominee for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, you nasty boys.
I'm Bill Michaels.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,162, the Nasdaq at 52,42. Sports, the Caps beat Florida. Thursday night football, the Packers beat the Bears. College football, Virginia Tech beats Miami. And baseball, the Cubs take a 3-2 lead in the NLCS with a win over the Dodgers. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff. Big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, 2 great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Hi,
folks, Alan Thick here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway through Tyson. Nice, easy ride on our Friday. Topside through Silver Spring on the brakes into the Wilson Bridge back near St. Barnabas Road. DC 295 as you push past the Naval Research Lab. Heavy to get onto the inbound 11th Street Bridge. Big story still of the morning is out in Chantilly. If you can, please plan this in advance and avoid 28 each direction on the approach to Route 50. The crash still closes southbound 28 at 50. Delays almost back off of the toll road, right as you merge off the toll road. So don't commit. Work your way over to 657 Centerville Road. Use that to parallel 28 as your alternate. Northbound delays almost back to 66 and a continuous backup had been closed when the medevac was on the scene of the crash. Northbound now gets by very slowly. Again, a good place to avoid. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partial clouds this morning, still very mild. This afternoon, still mild, but down a little, 77. Rain showers coming in with a few thunder showers mid to late afternoon and through this evening. Then overnight, the cold front sweeps through. Here come the gusty northwest winds. 50. Few clouds, a lot of wind tomorrow, and much cooler, low 60s. Upper 60s, sunny on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Alexandria, 61 in Beltsville, 68 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The NFL is going to have another look at a New York Giants player's domestic violence case. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Mornings on the Mall. We're live on our diner tour. Today we are in Tyson's Corner Silver Diner. Come on out. We're going to be here for 2 more hours, and there's still plenty of room and plenty of pancakes. And also there's plenty of morning radio in store for you as at 7:35. Former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, will be right here. And also at 8:35, Brett Baer of Fox News Channel, plus plenty of surprises. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us here in the diner is Representative Tom Davis, former Virginia congressman, a man who served as chairman of the Board of Supervisors years ago, a man who understands Virginia politics about as well as anyone. And Congressman Davis, good to have you here at the Silver Diner.
Brian, thank you. Good to be here.
Wow, you're still very popular, yeah. Congressman.
Well, I'm waiting for my pancakes, but that's all right.
All right, well, we'll get those pork products and pancakes coming to you very soon. All right, so let's just start out by talking your sense of how the Virginia is going to go and when people go to the polls here in just a few days.
Well, we have a right to work referendum on the constitutional amendment on the ballot. I think that's going to pass. So that's up. We got a school board issue here. You got a meals tax in Fairfax. I don't think passes. And we have a statewide race.
Yeah. You seem to be avoiding one race in particular.
Yeah.
That would be at the top of the ticket.
Yeah, well, I think it's a tough. I think this is tough for Trump at this point. In Northern Virginia, he just does not seem to resonate too well in Northern Virginia. But you go out 30 miles.
Yeah.
You go out 30 miles, and there's a lot of enthusiasm.
Well, I'm wondering about that because, I mean, they made a determination that they didn't think it was over. I mean, they put $2 million up to buy ads downstate, mm-hmm. which suggests they see something. And you just don't throw away $2 million if you think it's a lost cause. What's going on in that regard?
Well, I think they see some residents down there. Look, this is a very polarized and divided country. You go into my neighborhood and somebody puts up a Trump sign, it's like a hate crime. You know, everybody's around there. But you go out 30 miles and all you see are Trump signs.
Yep.
So it's a divided state. It's about who shows up. The difficulty, I think, is Trump has been late to get organized in this state. Hillary Clinton and their people are very, very well organized. They've been working for months. And you got to give that organizational, you have to give it an edge, and then you look at the public polls, show us down a little bit.
Well, I'd love to ask you about one of the congressional races that's getting a lot of attention, and they're spending a whole lot of money on it. That's the 10th District, just a little bit away from here. Barbara Comstock trying to protect her seat. What do you think of the state of that race? Is it as close as some of the polls are suggesting?
Well, I think it's the race, like everything else, the national race tends to wag the House race at this point.
But that's an interesting point, because Barbara Comstock was never an early endorser, or at any point supported Donald Trump, even called for him to step out of the race after the Billy Bush audio was released 10 days ago. Is the Trump effect going to affect her because she didn't support Donald Trump and Republicans will not come out for her, or are they going to tag her with Donald Trump for those who don't like
Donald
Trump?
She'll get just about every Republican. There will be a handful of people that won't support her because she didn't support Trump. It really goes to turnout. Are Republicans up here enthused about their candidate versus Democratic enthusiasm? Or put it this way, a lot of people are voting against one or the other. And which one are you going to vote against? And up here, the intensity against Trump seems to be higher than the intensity against Clinton. Again, you go out 30 miles, I think you'll see it.
And that may affect the Luann Bennett turnout versus the Barbara Comstock turnout.
It'll certainly affect the turnout. Whether it's enough to take her down, I think, remains to be seen. Barbara's, she's the Energizer Bunny, if you've ever seen her. She's everywhere. She hadn't really made any mistakes. But you know what? They did away with these earmarks. In the old days, in a bad year, I could walk around Northern Virginia and I was Mr. Woodrow Wilson Bridge or Mr. Rail to Dulles, and people saw some relevance in keeping me there.
Those were the good old days.
They were the great old. Well, that's when we talked about pork. We talked about the bacon. But it really helped members personalize their district. They don't have that anymore, so you're kind of along with the pack.
I want to turn to a very big local issue here in Fairfax County. As we arrived here at the diner outside, we saw signs everywhere to vote no against the meals tax. Now, you were actually on the Board of Supervisors back in 92 when they had a similar battle of trying to get the meal tax passed. It didn't pass. You were on a study group that looked at this issue recently. And now voters are going to go to the poll and decide whether or not they want to add a little money to each meal so that ostensibly the money would go to education.
Well, it's meals, it's prepared foods, it's a whole line of items. I remember I grew up in this area when they had a guy named Henry Howell running for governor. Henry Howell was the populist liberal Democrat in the state at a time when the Byrd organization dominated. His big issue was no tax on food. It just shows you where liberalism has come. It's kind of come full circle now, where they say we got to tax food.
Tax the food.
So it's come full circle. Look, when I was chairman of the board, we came into a ghastly situation in this county where we weren't sure we'd make payroll at the end of the month. And we put a meals tax up. We gave the voters a choice. We'll fund these programs if you pass it. We won't if they don't. They didn't, and we didn't. This is a little bit different at this point. You're talking about giving money to a school board that seems more interested sometimes in in getting these SIBE issues like school renamings.
No, they need all that money for the transgender bathrooms they want to install
They're getting into political correctness, and they're getting into some of the social policy issues that if they don't have the money, maybe they'll stick to the classroom, give it to the teachers, and put it for the kids.
Our guest is Representative Tom Davis of Virginia, former congressman. But, listen, you've been involved in government here in Northern Virginia for so long that you can talk to us about anything, any problem that we have. And one of the big problems that we have is Metro. And I know that you're very much involved and have been involved with WMATA and Metro and various other agencies. What, if you could wave a magic wand and fix Metro in terms of the structure, the command structure, the management of it, all of the different agencies involved, all of the different interests geographically and politically they're involved, how would you solve the problem? Because we keep asking people who are involved in the manager of transportation for D.C. We've asked Jack Evans. They all say the same thing. It's just inherently not going to work the way it's structured.
Well, I think that's very obvious. Look, these regional authorities, everybody comes at it with a different bent. Let's talk about what's possible, because I think that we need to deal in the realm of possibility. I would put a control board over the Metro system for 2-3 years to make the tough decisions that have to be made.
From the federal government? They create the control board?
They would all have to buy into it, but you're not changing the structure. You're putting a temporary control board in to come in and fix it. They can take a look at these contracts. They can take a look at the ability to hire and fire. And the federal government can put a slug of money out there saying if the locals come up with a match, and it would be like a 3-1 that at that point they can have the money. But if they don't, they don't get it. That means people who are reluctant to vote for increases would have an incentive to do that because it's like $3 or $4 for every one, and it would mean on some of these union contracts and the like, which you have to get to if you want to solve the operation problems.
I remember there was a control board over district government for a while.
Yeah, that was my bill
to make sure that the
It worked
to make sure that the district got its finances in order.
Yeah, it worked.
And they did.
It worked. And under that legislation, look at the city today compared to it. We didn't undo the city government, but we just temporarily kind of took control with this control board, and it straightened out the city. And if you look at it 20 years later, it's a far different city. And we put a piece in that legislation that if the city didn't balance its budget in any one year, a control board came back. So that's kind of the Damocles sword that hangs over every city council and keeps them responsible. You've got to keep people responsible because it's real easy to not be that way in elected office.
Representative Tom Davis with the sort of Damocles reference here at 7:15.
Well, that's my Greek background.
Very impressive.
Amherst, yeah.
Amherst, the fighting Chippewas, I think it was. No, the Amherst.
It was the Lord Jeffs, but they're gone. Yeah.
The Lord Jeffs? Boy, that would strike terror into the heart of the opposition on the football field. Oh God, here comes the Lord Jeffs after us. You might want to think about Pomeranians maybe next time. Really make it tough.
It's a very sore subject because they've taken away the name as offensive to some people, so they've got done away with it.
All right. Well, Tom Davis, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Tom Davis. Thank you, sir. It is 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's J.B. Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Chantilly. Still talking about this crash because it remains closed. Southbound 28 Sully Road, right as you come up to 50, nobody gets by still. Had a medevac helicopter at the scene of the crash. When the medevac was there, they stopped the northbound lanes, but they're moving again. Everyone northbound, though, just inching along north of 66. And for everyone in that corridor, if you can, avoid 28. Southbound delays, really, as you come out of Sterling now, before you get to the toll road, they have linked up. So again, a serious crash involved a motorcycle and a medevac helicopter as well. Let's go 66, I should say, a helicopter came to the scene. 66 eastbound, as you pass 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. It looks like a box truck. Looks like it stopped right in the center of the roadway. Now VDOT there with some cones around it. So one lane to the left, two lanes to the right, getting by 66 east. On 210, a little bit better. It looks like we have at least an additional lane open here with the crash. Northbound 210 at Palmer Road, if not all confined to the shoulder. Suitland Parkway, inbound as you pass Route 5. Heavy delays as you work toward 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy early this morning then. We've got showers and thunderstorms coming by mid-afternoon, high of 77 degrees. 80% chance of rain. Tonight, rain showers early, then partly cloudy and pretty windy overnight, low around 50 degrees. It's starting to cool down. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, windy with a few clouds from time to time, high of 61 degrees. And then Sunday, sunny skies, highs in the upper 60s. Right now, 68 degrees in your nation's capital at 7:18.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Last night in New York City, it was the Al Smith Dinner. Now, this is the dinner for Catholic Charities, named after Al Smith, the first Catholic to be on a national ticket as vice president back in the 30s, I think it was. And Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, as tradition dictates, showed up. All dressed up, and they delivered.
They got their white ties on.
They did. I don't think Hillary Clinton was wearing a white tie.
Sometimes she wears a white pantsuit.
No, she was wearing, it was like an orangish fuchsia situation.
Okay, gotcha.
What is this now? We're doing like Vogue fashion advice for Hillary Clinton? Yeah. Anyway, they polished off their material that was written for them by a team of people who think they're funny. And here come the jokes. Now, let's start with cut 34. This is cut 34. Hillary Clinton being funny. Here's Hillary being funny.
Or trying to.
I understand I am not known for my sense of humor. That's why it did take a village to write these jokes. People say, and I hear them, I know, they say, I'm boring compared to Donald. But I'm not boring at all. In fact, I'm the life of every party I attend, and I've been to three. And when the party's
get out of hand, as occasionally they do, it's important to have a responsible chaperone who can get everyone home safely. And that is why I picked Tim Kaine to be my vice president.
I don't get that one. Do you get that one?
Well, he's sort of a very dull and boring guy. And
Tim Kaine?
Yeah, they talked to about being an adult in the room.
I see.
I guess.
Okie dokie. Let's get to Cut 31. This, many people are saying, was Hillary Clinton's best joke of the night at the Al Smith dinner. Cut 31.
People look at the Statue of Liberty and they see a proud symbol of our history as a nation of immigrants, a beacon of hope for people around the world. Donald looks at the Statue of Liberty and sees a 4. Maybe a 5 if she loses the torch and tablet and changes her hair.
All right, let's move to Donald Trump, who I think had better material, although his delivery was somewhat stilted. Here's some good ones. Cut 20. And by the way, there were a lot of boos when Donald Trump gave his jokes. Not because, I guess, I don't know, I'm not sure why, but I think it was because he was hitting a little too close to home.
Yeah, the idea
with
here,
his humor.
They say in these things, is to singe but not burn.
Yeah.
But it's a hard line to walk sometimes.
It is, and let's face it, there are a lot of targets there with Hillary Clinton. Here's cut 24. Donald Trump raises some issues that do sort of touch a nerve with Hillary Clinton and her supporters.
I wasn't really sure if Hillary was going to be here tonight.
Was it still there?
Because I guess you didn't send her invitation by email. Or maybe you did and she just found out about it through the wonder of WikiLeaks.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But again, the delivery.
Delivery's a little off.
He kept going with the WikiLeaks thing, cut 25.
We've learned so much from WikiLeaks. For example, Hillary believes that it's vital to deceive the people by having one public policy and a totally different policy in private. That's okay. I don't know who they're angry at, Hillary.
All right, that's good with that.
For example,
starting to boo him when he brings
here
up.
Here she is tonight, in public, pretending not to hate Catholics.
That's the joke. She's pretending not to hate Catholics, and that was a little tough. All right, here's one I liked. Cut 26 there, Mike. This is a pretty good one. I think this is a great joke, and it's very in the news this week.
Now, if some of you haven't noticed, Hillary isn't laughing as much as the rest of us. That's because she knows the jokes. And all of the jokes were given to her in advance of the dinner by Donna Brazil.
See, that's good.
That's a good line, but again, so
the
flatly
delivery.
Delivered. Yeah.
All right. Here's the best joke of the night, though. 28A there. We'll finish up with this one. Donald Trump at the Al Smith dinner last night.
And even tonight, with all of the heated back and forth between my opponent and me at the debate last night, we have proven that we can actually be civil to each other. In fact, just before taking the dais, Hillary accidentally bumped into me. And she very civilly said, "Pardon me."
That was the best one. And what's really revealing about this, when you see the video, is that Hillary Clinton is the person who gives the biggest laugh to that.
Yeah, I think it hit pretty close to home.
And I'm always reminded of that moment in the debate with Ronald Reagan and Walter Mondale, where Reagan had that great line about his age, and Walter Mondale laughed out loud. I wonder if this one will have the same kind of impact, because I think that bite is going to be on an endless loop today.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Wilson predicting a 49-state landslide.
That's it.
For Donald Trump. It's 7:23 on WMAL.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
All right, now listen, I don't know what aging gracefully means to you, but I'm going to cling on
to every last shred of my youth if I can. I mean, you know, with the fingernails dug in, scratching, you know, clawing. And part of how I'm going to do that is using this brilliant new product, Esotique XV. It's the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. The plant stem cell formula combats chronological aging, wrinkles, fine lines, UV damage that can cause skin redness. And of course, it works for men and women. And for a limited time, you don't have to take my word for it. You can try Esotique XV for yourself for free for 30 days. You're just going to pay a small shipping fee. And if the results don't blow your mind, you don't have to pay anything. So give it a try. A free 30-day trial, Esotique XV. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. You also get the deep firming vitamin C serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV. 800-525-2720 or go to www.xvbeauty.com.
Now at 7:25 on WMAL, time for traffic and weather for 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's go Chantilly. We've been talking about this for a long time. Serious crash involves a motorcyclist southbound on 28. Right as you come up toward Route 50, and it looks like there's just right now, literally, possibly a change where they're starting to let a couple cars get through here, and a lot of people have been stuck for quite some time sitting behind, again, the serious crash. So thank you for your patience there. Medevac helicopter has left the scene of the incident. So southbound, watch for delays out of Sterling. Yes, that is a continuous, huge delay before the toll road and down to 50. North begins near I-66, so definitely a good place to avoid. 657, obviously, will pick up some of that bailout traffic as commuters look for an alternate route to parallel 28. On 66 east, as you pass 50 toward 123, it was a stalled box truck heading in through town. Looks good. You know, we had a crash New York Avenue and Florida Avenue, and the intersection looks to be cleared. The heaviest stretch of New York is right as you come off of 50 in the B-dub toward Bladensburg Road. And traffic update is now brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
77 today, some rain this afternoon, probably after 3 o'clock. See the showers, thunder showers, and as we head through early tonight, then partly cloudy and windy overnight. Cold fronts through down near 50. Tomorrow, windy and cool, 61. Sunny on Sunday, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 68 degrees right now at 727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single, pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. For more information, visit WMAL.com and type in keyword today's. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Coming up on WMAL, he's here. He's with us at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. Former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, also former presidential candidate. We will talk to him about the state of the presidential race, specifically here in the Commonwealth. And, of course, you're free to join us. We'll be here through 9 a.m. at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. Come on down. Now it's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Anyone hoping for cooler heads after Wednesday's acrimonious presidential debate was likely disappointed last night at the traditional Al Smith dinner in New York.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton were supposed to play nice.
It's amazing I'm up here after Donald. I didn't think he'd be okay with a peaceful transition of power.
Casting aside the night's traditional good humor joking, both candidates delivering brutal takedowns of each other.
This is the first time ever that Hillary is sitting down and speaking to major corporate leaders and not getting paid for it.
And after a debate the night before where the candidates so noticeably did not shake hands, they did shake hands after this event last night.
Correspondent Brianna Keeler. The Maryland Health Care Commission has approved a needed application to create the Prince George's Regional Medical Center. Dimensions Health Corp will relocate and replace the current Prince George's Hospital Center. Baltimore State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby wants to make it harder for defendants to opt for a bench trial instead of a jury trial.
I'm calling on state legislators to enact state laws that allow prosecutors and judges the ability to reject defendants' preference for a bench trial.
Of course, Mosby's office found itself on the losing end of three bench trials of Baltimore police officers charged in the Freddie Gray case. A hearing is scheduled in South Carolina today on a defense request to move the trial of a former police officer charged with murder and the shooting death of a black motorist. The UN human rights chief calls Aleppo a slaughterhouse and says it's been the scene of, quote, crimes of historic proportions. The UN Human Rights Council is holding a special meeting today on the crisis in that Syrian city. And professors are expected to be on strike again today for a third day at 14 Pennsylvania State Universities as contract talks continue. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,162, the NASDAQ at 5,242. Sports, the Chicago Cubs are now just one win away from the World Series, beating the Dodgers in Game 5 of the NLCS. Thursday night football, Green Bay wins. College football, Virginia Tech wins. NHL, the Caps win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99. Now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
and I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
I really worry about near retirees understanding how their TSP works, understanding their TSP options, and really learning how to protect themselves from full exposure to volatility that the TSP provides.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food, or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, we're busy on 29 trying to get through Ellicott City. The crash is on southbound 29 as you come up to Route 100, giving us delays that come off of I-70 in each direction. So get prepared for the extra volume there and under police direction 29 at Route 100. Not so bad on 270. Little pockets of volume here through Germantown and in Rockville. 95. Just a brief delay here as you approach the Capitol Beltway merge. 29 through White Oak and down toward Four Corners, a bit below speed, but lanes reported open. We've had a difficult morning, to say the least, in Chantilly. I still need you to avoid 28 because it is a mess. Southbound 28, the scene of the crash involving a motorcycle. Southbound 28 at 50. Everyone has been stopped for quite some time. Looks like they're trying to get one lane through here finally. Medevac helicopter has left the scene of the crash. Northbound is equally as jammed. Traffic had been stop, but getting through again. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming, a little rain also moving in. And come this afternoon, probably mid-afternoon, 77 degrees. Maybe even a rumble of thunder with the showers. Those showers end tonight, partly cloudy later and cooler, 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Arlington, 64 in Olney, 67 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:37. You're listening to WMAL's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We're live on location at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. Come on out. We're having a blast. It's an amazing turnout. A lot of friends with lots in common, all sharing some fun. Coming up at 8:35, we'll have Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us is the former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey. Good morning.
It is so good to have you here. Thanks for coming out to the Silver Diner in Tyson's and helping us kick off our diner tour.
Glad to be here.
I want to start by talking about the coming election and how it's going to play out in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I keep coming back to this thing. And everybody says, oh, the polls show it's over. It's all done. It's wrapped up. There's no need to even go cast your ballot because it's fait accompli that Hillary's going to carry the Commonwealth of Virginia. But then I noted that the Trump people gave $2 million to TV stations to run ads downstate. Now, look, you don't put $2 million in the coffer. You don't put it into the pot and spend it unless you see something that you think is going to help your case.
I think we can carry Virginia for the Republican ticket. I know I've been out there working for the Republican ticket. And look, Brian, you know I was in the race, but once I was not in the race and Donald Trump became the nominee, you got to ask yourself, and I think the people of the Washington area and Northern Virginia have got to ask themselves, what kind of future do you want? You know, it doesn't matter all these polls and all this nonsense and back and forth and all the yelling and hollering you're hearing out there. The question is, what do you want for your future? That's the question people have to decide. And they got a right and an obligation to go vote that way. And I'm encouraging people to go to the polls and, you know, vote the Republican ticket.
Governor Gilmore, you're one of those voices, I think, that people respect in this area. They know you. They've known you for quite some time. And you're working with the Trump campaign for their Virginia effort. But I think that you're very well respected with those Republicans who might not be quite as happy with
with Donald Trump as the nominee. And I wonder, you know, you saw Charles Krauthammer's article today where he explains his vote, which is going to be a write-in. He hasn't figured out what name yet to write in. I wonder what you would say to them if you had Bill Kristol here, if you had some of these very outspoken conservative voices who just can't bring themselves to vote for Donald Trump, because I think there's a lot of them out there. They represent quite a few voters in this area.
Well, first of all, I've lived up here, Larry, a lot. I've been up here, you know, since the early 2000s, and I've been working in Alexandria. I know the community very well. I ran successfully up here. This is a community that wants good things for themselves and for their children for the future. There's a lot of aspiration and ambition. The best people in America come from their own states, live here very often. People grow up here from the very beginning, and they're interested in excitement for the future. And I think the people who are saying never Trump and never participating are so caught up in the personalities here. And they don't like Clinton either. I mean, who would? But, you know, for God's sake.
It's kind of, that's a given.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, she's one of the most unpopular people in America, and there's good reason for it. But they're losing track of the direction of the nation. That's the point. You got to decide what direction you want for the nation. And what do we got? We got slow growth, about less than 2% growth in this country, no real opportunities for people to advance, wages have been stagnant, the international situation is extremely dangerous under the Obama-Clinton administration. What do you want? Do you really want to have a stagnant life and no real opportunity and the danger of serious war? Or do you want to make a change? And this is a change election. People want change. And I'm encouraging people to go out and vote for the Republican ticket so that we can make a change in this country.
And so any predictions on where we should be watching on election night? What areas are the most crucial to a Trump victory?
No, I'm a Virginia guy. I know the whole state.
Yeah.
And while I'm very familiar with this community up here that I've lived in as well as Richmond, I mean, you watch it all. Sure, you can do the normal things. You can watch the turnout in Fairfax, and you can watch the turnout in Chesterfield and Henrico and Virginia Beach, and those are usually the bellwethers.
What about Loudoun?
Loudoun has become a really great suburban county, and sure, you got to watch that area. I've got relatives in Loudoun.
Yeah.
You got to watch that community very closely. But look, here's the main thing. The listeners don't have any obligation to do what they're told. They get to actually make an independent decision about what their future ought to be like. That's what elections are all about in this country, and I'm urging them to go ahead and vote for their hope and their future and their aspirations.
You look at Ed Gillespie and how he came on strong in the final 2 weeks, 2 years ago in the midterm. You look at Ken Cuccinelli, same thing. Boy, Terry McAuliffe, it was a done deal at this time, and then Ken Cuccinelli came within a whisker. You can look at Larry Hogan 2 years ago in Maryland as well. It always seems in this area, in the Washington metro area, that the polls always show the Democrats ahead by 10, 15 points,
sure.
And then it always gets tight right at the end there. Do you think that there is a phenomenon where the media uses these polls to tell a story that they want to tell?
Oh, absolutely.
To tamp down that Republican enthusiasm?
Absolutely. And what you've seen at the national level, the electronic television, political television, have really been diverting people away from what I'm saying on the radio right now. They've been saying, well, you know, he did this 10 years ago and all that kind of thing. And the whole truth of the matter is they're diverting attention away from Hillary Clinton because she's not electable, Larry.
They're not talking about her. She's not even talking about her vision for the country. All she does at the debates is talk about him.
It's really ugly stuff that she said. You know what she said on the debate the other day?
What?
She said they're going to raise taxes for Social Security on everybody. But don't worry, Donald Trump will probably find some way to get out of that. That's when he said, gosh, what a nasty comment. You know, she's so petty.
Yeah.
You know, we have to have a vision for the country, a vision for the future, growth of the economy, real opportunities, wage increases, dynamic. The Republican, if there's one thing Donald Trump may have created in this election, he may very well have converted the Republican Party into the party of working men and women in this country.
So if there are Virginians out there who supported your presidential campaign, and they get into the polls, and they want to write your name in, you're saying, don't do it.
No, well, that's G-I-L. No.
All right, let me ask
you. No. I'm sticking with the ticket.
Let me ask you about the current governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, a man who has gone out of his way to make sure that felons have the right to vote. How much of an impact will that be in this election?
Not much, thank goodness, because...
Well, it means Hillary could vote in Virginia.
Wow.
Oh, and there's that.
Oh.
Allegedly.
Oh.
But not much of an impact, really?
I'm speechless, Larry. I don't know what to say about that. No, I don't.
Now you know my pain.
I don't think it's going to have much because we stood up to that. You know, look, I was the governor, and I granted people's rights to vote, but I had some standards, for gosh sake. You know? But this is a case where he took a couple of 100,000 people and tried to put them on the rolls, and you know, it's an abuse of his gubernatorial power. The main problem we got with McAuliffe is I just don't think he's moving the state forward the way we would hope that he might.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Governor Jim Gilmore, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure.
Governor Gilmore.
It is 7:44
thank you.
On WMAL.
Thank you.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
It is 7:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Some mornings we just have our tough areas. This morning, that is Chantilly. Still need to avoid 28 each direction near Route 50. It is a mess. Southbound, where the scene of the crash happened before you get to 50. It looks like they're allowing one lane to get by here, but we have huge delays coming out of Sterling before you even get to the toll road. Some of the traffic being encouraged to detour onto Air and Space Parkway. Let's go north as you head north of 66. Also in massive delays to get by the scene of the crash. Had the northbound side closed earlier when the medevac was at the scene of the accident. Virginia Beltway Interloop Braddock Road, it is out of the way. That broken down car, so your travel lanes reopened. Trying to get through Ellicott City, southbound on 29. That's where we have the crash. Southbound 29 at Route 100. Delays off of I-70 as a result. And getting through town, DC 295 coming south past East Capitol Street. Have a report of a crash. And you need to see Brian and Larry mornings on the mall at the Silver Diner in McLean near Tyson's Corner Center. It's easy, just off the Beltway between Route 7 and 123. You can't miss it, and you don't want to miss them. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming, a little rain also moving in. And come this afternoon, probably mid-afternoon, 77 degrees. Maybe even a rumble of thunder with the showers. Those showers end tonight, partly cloudy later and cooler, 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
68 degrees right now, 7:47 on WMAL. We continue our live on-location broadcast from the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. A jam-packed Silver Diner, by the way. And what a scene it is here. Get on out here, as a lot of your friends who share Mornings on the Mall in common with you are having a great time. Brian, I think it's fair to say that Hillary Clinton has proven that she's pretty, shall we say, casual when it comes to top-secret, classified national security
certainly
information.
Certainly when you put your emails on an unsecure server and you talk about classified matters to the tune of hundreds and hundreds of emails, I think that's a fair thing to say.
Well, it goes well beyond her use of a non-governmental, non-secured email server, because Wednesday night at the debate, while she was chastising Donald Trump for being cavalier about the use of nuclear weapons, she was pretty cavalier about revealing something that our enemies don't know. Listen to this.
I find it ironic that he's raising nuclear weapons. This is a person who has been very cavalier, even casual, about the use of nuclear weapons. He's advocated more countries getting them, Japan, Korea, even Saudi Arabia. he said, well, if we have them, why don't we use them, which I think is terrifying. But here's the deal. The bottom line on nuclear weapons is that when the president gives the order, it must be followed. There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
Okay, so right there, that last sentence, there is about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
There's about 4 minutes between the order being given and the people responsible for launching nuclear weapons to do so.
Yeah, we're not supposed to know that. Our enemies are not supposed to know that. That has never been revealed to anyone as Secretary of State or maybe as the First Lady to a president who really didn't care about top secret classified information either. Maybe that's where she learned it. But you're not supposed to sit there in front of 50 million people watching a debate and throw it out there to make a political point.
And this is exactly the problem with Hillary Clinton. Here she is revealing in a rather cavalier way something off the top of her head, which is very sensitive and I believe classified information. And so, what you know, you got to wonder, you know, who's the person doesn't it feed into the narrative about her that she can't be trusted to know what is classified and what is not? Not very troubling.
And listen, her team has pushed back and saying, oh, this is nothing that hasn't been out there before. It's never been out there and verified by somebody as high as a former Secretary of State and person who's running for president. Completely irresponsible. You heard it here. You won't hear about it in the mainstream media. It's 7:50 on WMAL.
Washington politicians like to talk, but we need leaders like Dr. Mark Plaster who actually get things done. An emergency room physician with decades of experience, Dr. Mark Plaster has the courage and poise to make the tough calls. At the age of 50, Dr. Mark Plaster enlisted in the Navy Reserves and completed 2 deployments to Iraq with the Marine Corps, where he served as a frontline battlefield surgeon. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will stand strong for our veterans, work to bring jobs back to our community, and make health care more affordable.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Plaster. In Iraq, I commanded a shock trauma platoon. It was our job to stabilize wounded soldiers so they could be evacuated to help. I thought the war would be the worst thing our young heroes in the armed forces experienced, which is why I'm horrified by how they've been treated by the VA. In Congress, I will root out the corruption, fraud, and abuse in the VA system so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsforFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
It's 7:53. Is your Nintendo gaming device going to make your Wall Street Journal portfolio explode? Well, let's check in with Chuck Kamlick there over at the CNBC News Desk. Hey, Chuck.
So many mixed elements in that.
Yeah,
opening
statement. I threw a lot at you, but I know that Nintendo's in the news.
Nintendo was in the news yesterday, for God's sake.
All right, then.
Yeah, well, actually, their game console came out. It's supposed to modernize, be a handheld at one point and a home device at another. It hopes to generate sales from that. But you know what happened? The news came out, the stock went down because people aren't buying it yet. But we'll see. So overall, stocks are supposed to fall today, but Microsoft will open at an all-time high because sales of its cloud business doubled. Put on your Prince record, your Paisley pants. That stock's going to be at its highest level ever since 1999. Sources say handbag maker Coach is working on a possible $20 billion tie-up with Burberry. AT&T said to be holding talks with Time Warner about combining their fortunes. And British American Tobacco offering to buy Reynolds American for $47 billion. Reynolds says it's going to look things over. Online hotel company Trivago expected to begin selling stock to the public by Thanksgiving, according to reports. And video game voice actors went on strike at midnight. The union's been negotiating with game makers for 2 years about sharing the revenue those games generate, as well as getting a bump up in their hourly recording fee. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News, not available on your Nintendo handheld or home device, at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway in Annandale, the volume broken down along the way, Interloop at Braddock Road cleared. The Beltway looks fantastic in Tyson, so great time. You can get off the Beltway and head to see the morning guys here. Mornings on the Mall, Brian and Larry at the Silver Diner over in McLean at Tyson's Corner Center. It's just off of International Drive. Go see Mornings on the Mall live. Here we go through Sterling and into Chantilly. Huge delays. We've had a major problem this morning with the serious crash. Southbound 28 before you get to 50 in Chantilly. Still with the accident. They were allowing one lane to get by. They were also trying to detour some of the traffic onto Air and Space Parkway, and that's a mess to try to work around there. Northbound side off of 66 in big time delays. And of course, everyone looking for an alternate. So 657 Centerville Road, you're feeling the effects of the bailout traffic as well. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming, a little rain also moving in. And come this afternoon, probably mid-afternoon, 77 degrees. Maybe even a rumble of thunder with showers. Those showers end tonight, partly cloudy later and cooler, 50. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And we're not afraid to get
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducting combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. Yeah, you need people like the Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Coming up on WMAL,
we have a roving microphone and we're not afraid to use it. We're going to go out and actually talk to some of the people who've come to the diner here this morning.
Plus, Brett Baer from Fox News Channel. And for those of you here at the diner, you've got a special treat. It's going to be a very unique live rendition of Critter News. Come on out to the Tyson's Corner.